Welcome back. Joining us now is Congressman Sam Graves from Missouri's 6th Congressional District. And you might be wondering why we're talking to someone from Missouri when we're sitting in Wisconsin. But the reason is because Sam is one of the greatest supporters of general aviation that we have in Congress. And Sam, we're just pleased to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate being here. I love being here. This is one of my favorite things to do every year. And I never know what I'm going to fly in, but I always have a ball when I get up here.
That's right. I mentioned that you're an advocate for general aviation. You're a pilot yourself. How did you get started flying?
Oh, boy. It goes way back to when I was a little kid. The hometown airport actually sits in the middle of our farm. My great-grandfather donated the land to the city. If they name it after his son, who was a pilot in World War II, was killed. And so I literally grew up across the street from the airport. And my brother and I, when we weren't obviously working for Dad on the farm, we were over there doing everything we could to mooch a ride, whether it was washing the airplanes or shining the windshield or pumping gas, anything we could do to mooch a ride. And so we kind of got started that way, and both started flying when we were 16, and it just kind of grew from that.
Sounds good. And did you get to do some flying these days as well?
All right. I do a lot of flying, as a matter of fact. I fly for the Texas Flying Legends Museum. I fly there P-40 and TBM Avenger, and then I fly for the CAF as well, and I fly their P-40.
Great. Now, we'd like to find out what's the latest news in Washington. Of course, third-class medical is huge. Everybody's talking about it. Congratulations. Thank you. But this has been a long process to get that through.
It has been, and it's been up and down emotionally. You know, there were times when we didn't think we would ever get it done and times when we had a pretty good idea it was going to get done. And then, you know, we stalled in the House of Representatives with reauthorization of the FAA, which is where it was, Pilots Bill of Rights and Third Class Medical being a part of that. And it stalled as a result of the air traffic control piece that was put in there, which was a problem, a big problem for a lot of folks. And so we were able, what we did was, instead of moving reauthorization forward, we decided to do an extension, a 14-month extension. We were able to get a couple of things in there, and obviously third-class medical was one of those. Had a couple of different priorities in there, but now it's law, and the FAA is writing the rules. If they don't get the rules finalized in a specified period of time, then it just goes into effect, period. And so they're rushing to try to do that, and so it's going to be great for aviation, I believe.
Good, good. Rushing, as far as FAA is concerned, is much slower than the rest of us. Do you know what that time period is that they have?
It is 6 months.
6 months, so, okay.
Yep, and they have to, and we did that on purpose to, again, force them to have to get this done. Rather than dragging their feet, as they do on so many rulemaking proposals, just dragging their feet and extending this out, they have to have it done. It's written into the law.
All right. And, you know, I was talking with Jack Pelton yesterday, and part of the problem was not with FAA, but rather with the Department of Transportation in getting this through. Are they able to come back and around and stall this at all?
They were, to an extent. And Department of Transportation, to be quite honest with you, I get very frustrated at from the standpoint of they actively work against and for proposals in Congress. The executive branch's job is supposed to be to implement what the legislative branch passes and not have, and they shouldn't be lobbying Congress for one thing or the other, for or against anything. And they get very involved with that, and it's very frustrating to me. And they will do everything they can sometimes to slow up a piece of legislation, but we were able to push it forward despite them and get it done.
Good, good. You mentioned the reauthorization. This is something that's been ongoing the last few years, extending funding for the FAA. So we've got a 14-month window now?
Everything in there, the reauthorization, we do that with all the agencies.
Okay.
They have to be reauthorized periodically. Usually we try to do it on a 4 to 5 year basis, but reauthorization itself is done, and obviously with the FAA, funding's wrapped up in there. We've got a lot of other things in there that we try to do legislatively. For instance, we're working on hangar use issues with the FAA. We're working on the things that pertain to us, aviation fuel. We're working on language in there for the Living History of Flight Experience or the RIDES program. Just a lot of different small pieces of legislation in addition to funding. And then, of course, the air traffic control piece that was in there. But I would venture to say that is probably a non-starter. It's not going to happen, so we don't have to worry about that. But we still have a lot of work to do moving forward, and now we have 14 months to get that done. I imagine we will start right after the election and carry that through into the new Congress, trying to get those trying to get that done. And it's something that it needs to happen. In the past, we've had many, many extensions. That's not the way to run government, so we're going to try to get it finalized.
We're talking with Congressman Sam Graves from Missouri, and you're part of the Aviation Subcommittee as well.
Yes, absolutely. I'm chairman of the Surface Transportation Committee, and then part of the Aviation Subcommittee, and then also chair of the General Aviation Caucus and the Pilots Caucus, for that matter.
One of the largest, the caucus is one of the largest in Congress, or is it the largest?
It is. We're rivaled by the Sportsman's Caucus, and we're at 286 members now. My goal is 300 members, which will make it absolutely unquestionably the largest one, and so we're working to get to that point. And we've had a lot of great input and help from all of the associations, whether it's EAA or AOPA or the CAF or NBAA, the Helicopter Association, Antique Association. Everybody has worked to get their members, pushing their members of Congress to join the caucus, and it's been a big help, and we've been able to tie into that then on some of these issues like third class medical.
Good. And having that kind of voting with you obviously helps move some of these legislation pieces
Absolutely.
Forward. So if someone is wondering if their representative is part of the caucus, how can they find out?
All they have to do is call my office, and just call the DC office, and we have a list that is updated every single day, and we can tell them exactly whether they are or aren't, and we can give them the number to call if their member isn't.
And encourage that member to join the caucus.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good. How are things in Washington? I mean, we hear in the news, we read newspapers, magazines, all the things that are going back and forth. But what's the mood in the nation's capital?
It's pretty good. Obviously, everybody's focusing on the presidential election and what's going to happen with that. And so, I think I'm an eternal optimist. You know, it's going to get better. Things are going to get much better. But everybody's focused right now on that presidential election, obviously, with the two conventions. You know, last week the Republicans, this week the Democrats. That makes it even more of a focus. But everything, everybody's excited about this and what's coming. And obviously there's two different sides to that, and both sides want their people.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is amazing when you look at the way the country votes and selects and everything. It's amazing that it continues to happen and has happened for quite a few years, and it will happen again this November.
We
will have a change in administration, and as you say, it will get better.
It will get better.
You just mentioned, and something I just thought of, you mentioned all the different pieces that went into, some of the aviation legislation. How do you keep track? I mean, obviously, aviation is special to you, so I'm sure you keep a little more track of that than maybe some other things. But how do you keep track of all the things that are happening with all the different parts and pieces with legislation?
Well, I have a fantastic staff. That's how you keep track of a lot of it. But it's a constant, and it changes every single day. So you got to watch it. You got to pay attention to it. You've also got to pay attention to people trying to pull your things out of a bill as well. So every time you see a different version or a different copy, you have to read through it very carefully, make sure your stuff is in there, or the stuff you don't want in there hasn't been put in there. But it's a constant grind.
Amazing, amazing. When we come back, we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to talk a little more, a little less about politics and more about flying, because that's what we're here for. And you're listening to From the Stand with Congressman Sam Graves on EIA Radio.